It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to another edition of Fresh Oil. And I want to start the week out today with my favorite chapter in all the Bible. And I've taught this before, but I absolutely love Romans chapter 8. I believe there are so many rich truths to be found in this, probably the single greatest chapter in the Bible. This is what it says in Romans 8, verse 31 and 32. It says, "What then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things?" Then he goes on in verse 33, and he says, "Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who is he that condemns? Jesus Christ, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us." And then we have that great verse in verse 35 where it says, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us." There was a photographer for a national magazine, and he was assigned to get photos of a great forest fire. And smoke at the scene hampered him, and he asked his home office to hire an airplane. So the arrangements were made, and he was told to go at once to a nearby airport where the plane would be waiting when he arrived. And when he got to the airport, there was a plane that was warming up near the runway. So he jumped in with his equipment and he yelled, "Let's go, let's go." So the pilot swung the plane into the wind and soon they were in the air. "Now fly over the north side of the fire," yelled the photographer, "and make 3 or 4 low-level passes." "Why?" asked the pilot. "Because I'm going to take pictures," cried the photographer. "I'm a photographer and photographers take pictures." After a pause, the pilot said, "You mean you're not the instructor?" Doesn't it feel sometimes that life is like that? Like you wonder who's flying the plane. You know, we live in a world that seems at times like it's gone crazy. In the midst of all the insanity, I am thankful that we have the certainty of God's word. You see, friend, we live in an age where truth is not a certainty. People like their own version of truth, and they believe that this is somehow acceptable, but it's not. We have one truth that stands alone from all others, and that is the truth of the Word of God. And in this Word, Romans 8 stands as a great reminder of how unshakable, unchangeable, these foundational truths that God gives us, they keep us going, even when it seems like everything is falling apart. And listen, Paul tells us here in Romans 8 that we are victorious, not just victorious. He ends this by telling us we are more than conquerors. The first thing Paul tells us in verse 31 is that there's no intimidation. He says, if God is for us, who can be against us? The first reason we have to know that we're more than conquerors is because in Christ, we have no intimidation from this world or the powers of darkness. Don't let the devil intimidate you. The greater one lives inside of you. And if God is for us, who can be against us? If God's fighting for you, does it really matter who's fighting against you? The outcome has already been determined. And then in that next verse, in verse 32, he told us, he who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for all of us, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? So the second thing we need to know that makes us more than a conqueror is that in Christ, we have no limitations. He's given us all things, the Bible says. God has given us graciously all things. You know, the Bible tells us in 2 Peter chapter 1, he said, his divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. You see, I am more than a conqueror today, because he has given me everything I need to face every trial that will come my way, sufficient grace for every trial. I believe there's no limit to the blessings of God, my friend. God desires to bless His children, and I'm not talking just about finances. I'm talking about the day-to-day grace where He gives me strength to get through everything I'm facing in this life. The very thing that hit you today, God knew that before it ever happened, and He wants you to know He's already given you everything you need to get through the storm that you're facing. Paul tells us here, we have no intimidation because God's on our side, and we have no limitation because He's already given us everything we need for the battle that we're facing right now. And then in the next verse, verse 33, He told us there's no accusation. He says, who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. You know, the devil really loves to bring condemnation and guilt to everyone. He loves to condemn you and tell you that you're not going to make it, and that your past will never, it'll always hold you back, never allow you to do what God has called you to do. But I want you to know something today, friend. Greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. And there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. So that accusation the devil is hitting you with, he can't bring any charge because it's God who justifies us. You know, if Romans 8 is the greatest chapter in the Bible, Colossians chapter 2 has to run a close second. It's one of my favorite chapters in all of the Bible. This chapter is like the Magna Carta of the New Testament. It speaks of the price that Jesus paid on the cross when He took all of our sins upon Him and He canceled the written code. It says, when you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your sinful nature, God made you alive with Christ. See, He did it when you were dead in your sin. You didn't have the ability to come to God. He drew you with His grace, and His unconditional love drew you in. And then it said He forgave us all our sins, having canceled the written code. Wow. God knew I could never be good enough to approach Him, so He approached me with His Son on the cross. And He forgave all my sins. And how did He do it? He canceled the written code with its regulations that was against us and that stood opposed to us. He took it away, nailing it to the cross. Wow. No accusation now. Satan cannot accuse you because it's God who justifies. I love that word justifies. You know what it means? It's kind of a religious sounding word. But what it really means is justified never sin. God made me just as if I had never sinned. Boy, that's powerful, friend. That's powerful. He goes on with Romans 8, and in verse 34, he tells us this, who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died. More than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who is interceding for us. Wow. Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died. So there's no condemnation now in Christ. Not only is there no accusation because He took the law away and nailed it to the cross, but now there's no condemnation. That's the fourth reason we have to be more than conquerors in Jesus, because we don't have condemnation. My friend, with 40 years of pastoring, I've had so many people come into my office at times who are under condemnation. They have failed God miserably, and they feel like there's no hope for their future. But I want you to know something. In Christ Jesus, when we understand the freedom that He gave us at the cross, there's no condemnation. See, the charges against you have been dropped. All my sin, past, present, and future, was nailed to the cross, and it is God who justifies. I love that. He wiped the slate clean. In my sinful condition, Satan could accuse me all day long because I was guilty with no doubt in my mind. I was going down fast for the very last time, standing all alone to be judged for my crime. I heard someone say, wait, his sins were all mine. Case dismissed. That's a song I wrote one day when someone shared with me that's the most powerful words that anyone who's ever been in prison could ever hear. Case dismissed. You see, friend, we were all imprisoned with sin under the law. And then Jesus came and He nailed it to the cross and He forgave us all of our sins. Who can bring any charge against us? No one, because God justified us. The law of the Spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death. Oh my goodness, how could I ever teach from Romans the 8th chapter without sharing that great first verse that kicks it all off? Romans 8, 1 and 2 says, therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death. That is such a rich verse, my friend. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, I now have no condemnation. And then the fifth reason that we're more than conquerors is because in Christ, we have no separation. Romans 8, verse 35 says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall persecution, nakedness? He begins to list all these things. Or trouble, hardship, famine, sword? And Paul jumps and emphatically says, no, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. You see, Paul lists all these adversarial circumstances, like persecution, nakedness, trouble, hardship, famine, sword, all these things. Some of the worst things you could imagine. And he says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Nothing. Because whatever Satan brings against us, it only results in making us stronger. When you're in the heat of the battle, friend, it's sometimes hard to see the forest for the trees. It's sometimes hard to imagine that great verse in Romans 8:28 when he says, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. See, no matter what Satan brings against you, friend, first of all, it doesn't catch God by surprise. He knew it would happen before it ever came your way. And it couldn't happen unless he gave permission, just like he did for Job. And if it gets this far, guess what? He's right there working on your behalf to work out his purpose in your life. And you know what, friend? If the trial gets this far, God has a purpose in it, and he's going to provide a way out. I love 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13. It says this, no temptation has seized you except what is common to man, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear, but when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it. Now, you're probably thinking right now, but Pastor Keith, this is not a temptation I'm going through. This is a trial. This is a sickness, or this is a battle. I know. But with every trial, there also comes the temptation to doubt the faithfulness of God. Do you know what I'm talking about? It's when the devil says, surely God don't love you or you wouldn't be going through this. Or everybody else is doing so good and look how tough you have it. See, what he said is, God will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear, and he will provide a way out so that you can stand up under it. And then I want to close this out today by sharing that great verse, verse 37, where he tells us we are more than conquerors. Ask this question, what can separate us from the love of God, Paul says, and then he lists all these things that can come against us, persecution, nakedness, trouble, hardship, famine, and sword, and he gives this emphatic no, nothing can separate us, and then he makes a statement with five English words. He says, we are more than conquerors. But in the original Greek, it's so much more powerful. Paul only used one compound word instead of these five English words. He said, hypernikomen is the word he used. A compound word, hyper, which means beyond, more than, above. And then the word nikomen, which means to conquer, to win, to prevail, to overcome, to be victorious. You see, friend, God says, in Christ, you are more than conquerors. He's telling you, you are above your trial. You're beyond your trial. You prevail and you will overcome. Thank you, friend, for joining me today on Fresh Oil. I so appreciate it. Today, walk in grace.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and he he makes his mercies new every morning.